Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
An unimpressive but praiseworthy resume. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, I have a chapter entitled The Wrong Ladder. Let me share two short paragraphs with you to set the stage. Maybe, like many people, you've been working on a plan to climb your own ladder of success. You've been careful to get the best education, meet the right people, and put in the right amount of time on each level, all while keeping your eyes and ears open for the next rung of the ladder. Perhaps this is successful in the corporate world, but I wonder how this idea has crept into the ministry world. Make no mistake, this mindset is prominent in our churches and nonprofit organizations. We may dress it up in churchy language, but the attitude is still there. On the pages of Luke's Gospel, we read a very unimpressive but praiseworthy resume of a vital ministry leader, John the Baptizer. His first ministry job begins when the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Luke chapter 3, verse 2. A word from God had already been spoken about John's life that was pretty impressive. See Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 17 and verses 76 and 77. From birth, John knew that he was to be the forerunner of the long-awaited Messiah. John could have walked around with quite an ego, but instead we read, "And John grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel." Chapter 1, verse 80. No special education, no ladder-climbing positions, no getting to know all the right people who could open doors for him. He was simply alone with God in the wilderness for nearly 30 years. Then just as quickly as he burst on the scene, God took John off the scene. See Luke chapter 3, verse 20, and Matthew chapter 14, verses 3 through 11. John knew this would happen, that he was merely a herald and that his ministry would decrease as Christ's increased. John shows us that it's not about how many people are in your church, how big of a budget you've raised, or how long you've been in a particular position. It's about faithful obedience. It's about being comfortable with anonymity, if that's what God chooses. It's about allowing God to place and remove him when and how he chooses. Listen to this observation from Dr. Henry Halley. Assuming that John began his ministry shortly before he baptized Jesus, it lasted about a year and a half. 30 years in seclusion, 1.5 years of public preaching, 1 year and 4 months in prison, and then the final curtain. This is the resume of the man who ushered in the Savior of the world, and of whom Jesus said there had not been born anyone greater. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. In the Wrong Ladder chapter, I concluded with this. God frequently picks people we would consider the least qualified. He sometimes has one in an unglamorous position for years, and sometimes he catapults somebody immediately to the top. Sometimes God will keep his hand-selected individual in a prominent leadership position until death, and sometimes he will remove that person to a place of obscurity after only a short time. God's ladder of success is nothing like ours. May all of us in leadership positions make this our prayer. Father, this is for your glory, not my advancement. I am not here to build my following, my resume, my fame. I only want to live and lead and minister for your glory and for your fame. Holy Spirit, help me keep this example of John at the forefront of my mind anytime I think about building my own resume. In the name of Jesus, I ask, amen.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.